Ashley Reed says it was never his intention to conceal his client list or his lobbying activities. One of the legislature's most influential lobbyists pled guilty in Juneau District Court this morning to 7 charges stemming from filing late reports with the state. Reed says much of the information in the tardy quarterly or monthly reports was already disclosed during initial registration statements.
Through being busy with other endeavors and inattentiveness together, I filed late, and I guess with the assumption and knowledge that I would always pay a $10 fine. Obviously, if I would have realized that this was the case, I would never have been delinquent or tardy in that category because, you know, this has been a very humbling experience.
Assistant Attorney General Pat Gullifson says there is no evidence that Reed tried to hide anything. Instead, the charges simply stemmed out of the Alaska Public Offices Commission's continued frustration with Reed's chronically late filings.
There is a need to file these reports in a timely manner so that people can look at them in a timely manner, whether or not they duplicate other material or not. People need to know that they do or they don't.
A jail term of 5 days will be suspended and Reed's conviction will be set aside as long as he follows through with a year-long probation. He must personally attend a state lobbyist ethics and compliance training program and complete 120 hours of community work service before next September. Reed will also pay more than $4,800 in additional fines. That's the difference between the $7,000 maximum and the $2,200 in daily fines he already paid to the Alaska Public Offices Commission. Reed last year made more than $450,000 by representing Cook Inlet Regional Native Corporation, NSTAR, GCI, Pepsi-Cola, the North Slope Borough, and Wells Fargo before lawmakers. Reed says he fully intends to be on time with his reports in the future.